Visiting today with new Pleasantville volleyball coach, Amy McGraw. Coach, this is stepping into a new role as head volleyball coach here at Pleasantville. Can you talk a little bit, just start off, kind of the excitement that surrounds kind of stepping into this new role and taking over this Pleasantville volleyball program?
I guess the excitement for me was coming into this program having six seniors on our roster. So for a school the size of Pleasantville, that's a pretty big deal to have six seniors that are still around and can offer some leadership and guidance to our younger program. So coming in as a new coach, I have those seniors to kind of lean on a little bit. And they are a great group of girls and just really help build the excitement for what's new. I think and upcoming, but I feel like change can be hard, and having girls who have a positive outlook and are accepting and ready to be pushed and driven and have things change, just having them have a positive attitude about that helps a ton.
What's been kind of the preparation to get ready for this season? I know you were named head coach a few, you know, several months back, but kind of since you took over it, you know, officially in the role, what's kind of the preparation been like for this season?
Oh gosh, I think the moment I was named as the head coach, I've kind of not stopped thinking about volleyball 24/7. I love volleyball anyway. I have daughters that play in the younger youth levels, but I think about volleyball a lot. But in preparation, I have done just a lot of reading and trying to familiarize myself with rules that I'm just a little bit maybe not as knowledgeable about, probably aging myself here, but we never played with a libero, and I do know the rules of a libero, but I just wanted to be crystal clear on what exactly every single rule was. So I just wanted to be the most knowledgeable coach that I possibly could. So I guess in preparation, I just tried to educate myself on the things that I saw that maybe I needed a little refresher on. And then I also did a lot of kind of digging into last year's season and looking at our stat lines and who we played and how we can build upon what we've done in previous years and make it even better.
Yeah, and speaking of libero, you have a really good one in Emily Rowe. Can you kind of talk about what she brings to your team this season and highlight also a couple other big returners that you have coming back?
Absolutely. Emily is a great libero. I actually have two girls on my team that could play libero. London Foley and Emily are fantastic defensive players. They are the standouts of this team right now. I think, you know, we're not blessed with a bunch of 6'1", 6'2 girls, but our defense can be pretty phenomenal at times, and that's led by Emily and London. Emily is not only just physically good at her position on defense, but she is one of the best vocal leaders I have ever been a part of ever been a part of coaching. She is constantly talking, which is something we try to get across to our girls. It's showing us coaches that you're engaged every single minute of every single play, and Emily is a great leader on the floor in that way and off the floor. So yeah, she does a great job.
And can you talk about too, you know, great offensive production last season from Danica Park. She obviously has since graduated. Do you have a plan of how you can kind of replace somebody like that, and maybe also somebody like Jaden Tibben too, who was really good last year?
Oh yes, I got a chance to coach Jaden and Danica a little bit when I was here previously, I think when they were freshmen, so I'm very aware of their just athleticism and what they were able to do, and those are going to be big shoes for us to fill. We don't have super strong heavy hitters on the outside right now. We're going to rely on Hope Demand. She's probably our tallest middle blocker, and she's going to really have to be ready to be way more involved in the offense. So moving her around from, you know, maybe we'll see her play a little right side. She's going to have to run some more quicks out of the middle. She's going to have to be ready to slide behind the center, do things like that, that she's just way more active in to fill in those roles that we're missing on the outside. We also have Ava Green as a senior, and she has been doing really well on the outside for us in these preseason camps. So we will be looking to her. And then we have some exciting kind of younger talent too. So Callie Weisong might play a little bit of outside for us. She's just real quick and agile, has a real fast arm swing, which results in putting the ball down. So we'll see some playing time from all of those girls on the outside.
You know, and obviously you weren't a coach last season, so I don't know how well you can answer it. But is there an area that you feel like this team you would really like to work on the most or improve on? I know there was a lot of wins last season, but they fall into EBF kind of there in the postseason. What do you feel like you want to do as coach to be able to compete with high-level teams like that?
Yeah, I mean, EBF is a great team, obviously. I think we can compete with them, and I think it just kind of stems around changing this team to be fundamentally sound, and that's probably something my girls are already getting sick of hearing, but we are great defensively, but we are out of position often. We aren't very disciplined when we get to our defensive positions, and I think that hurt us a lot when we play teams like EBF or that caliber. I think in season you saw us get a lot of ace serves against the type of competition we were playing. Well, we go and play teams like EBF, and I'm not sure if we had maybe one or two ace serves that night. So I think just raising the level of competition we're playing in regular season so that when we do see teams of that caliber, it's not such a surprise to us in the postseason. And I think honestly, just being disciplined, being so fundamentally sound in the game of volleyball and understanding it and just upping our volleyball IQ, I think this team could surprise a lot of people if we really stick to that.
Coach McGraw, kind of before we close, any final thoughts about the excitement surrounding this upcoming season for Pleasantville Volleyball?
Oh, gosh. I'm just excited to be a part of it. I am thrilled to have gotten the head coaching position, but I'm also thrilled with my staff that is behind me. I think that Coach Lemon, Coach Fernal, and Coach Bethke each offer something that is kind of specific to different positions, and I think it's going to be super valuable to these girls this year, and I absolutely cannot wait to see the product that we put out on the floor for everybody this fall.